Okay, we're up to Perek Ches Pasek. In 1 second, Pasek Yudalit. Okay, we spoke yesterday just briefly. Yiras Shemayim. The Ikar purpose is Yiras Hashem. According to some commentators, Pasek Yud Gimel is a response. Is telling you how a person. Yiras Hashem sinos ra geav agon v'derech ra pi tapucho sonesiki. The Ikar is the true Yiras Shemayim is to hate evil. And then the Torah says that I in turn also I hate sinos gay of a gon, different forms of arrogance. We discussed the gro yesterday. The one for arrogance is when a person is just stam arrogant. And the gon means he's so arrogant he feels that he can tell people, can push people around. Derech ra, a evil way in life, peace apuchos, to be live a life of duplicity, to say one thing with your mouth and another thing you believe in your mind. Sonesi, this attitude in life, the Torah says, I hate. Pasuk Yudal Li Eitzav is Sushia. Yeah. Aha. Or the say that what? Geya Goon Derech Ra and Pita Puchos. Yeah. No. Okay, you want to say Ra, Geya Goon Derech Ra. Ra Derech Ra. There's a Ra and a Derech Ra. Okay, very interesting. Pasuk Yudali Eitzav is Shia Ani Bina Li Gavura. Torah says to me, the study of Torah includes Eitzah, understanding Vishia. Sushia, we're going to have the word in a few moments, is another word for counsel. Eitzah Vishia, two words which seemingly mean the same thing. Ani Vina, with me you will find understanding. Li, and to me is Gavura. Let's look at the Mitzudah Star Pasuk Lame, Pasuk Yudalit, Li Eitzah, be with through me. Through the study of Torah, Yimsa, a person will find Eitza, counsel hatzil miyat hayetzah hara hamesis. So the Mitzudos David is consistent with his shita, with his theme in the previous psukim. That Torah here is telling you that you need to study Torah in order to deal with the yetzah hara. Torah is an antidote to the yetzah hara. That's the mahalach of the Mitzudos David. Rashi really does not follow in that way. Pasuk visushia. Rotzalaymar al yodai yutash koyach hayetzehara. So this is an amazing toshia toshos hakoyach. According to the Mitzudos Sini, as a novel interpretation, that's not the way it's commonly translated. Toshia toshia is another word that is real. Put in the Mitzudos, it means weakness. It means weakness. Lashon of tosh toshos koyach, and it's telling us that this is how we'll be able to weaken the power of the yetzehara. Again, that's not the way it's commonly translated. The common translation of Toshia means counsel. Here I have in front of me the art scroll. And in the art scroll, the way they translate this is wisdom. To me is minus counsel. To me is counsel and wisdom. Toshia, yesh. The word Toshia comes, yesh. Lahanchil, we're having a pasuk in two minutes from now. Two pasuk from now. Lahanchil hava yesh. Someone said the word toshia relates to the word yesh. Yesh means substance, essence. There is no greater substance. There is no greater matter. No greater item in this world of substance than the Torah itself. So the word toshia, some want to suggest, comes from the word yesh. Even though the yud is missing, or the yud comes after the word toshia, but it has that flavor. But that's not the way the Mitzudos David and Mitzudos Tzion translate. They learn the word Toshit means weakness, and it's telling us that in the study of Torah, a person has the ability to weaken the power of the Yetzer Hara. One more time, Ratzalema al Yodai through Torah Yutash Koyach Yetzer Hara Ani Bina Ani Hanisin Bina Lehilachim Lemuloi. It is I who gives a person understanding to fight against the Yetzer Hara. Ligvura al Yodai Yiskaber Olav, through me a person will prevail upon the Yetzer Hara. V'kol David B'vom Harbei Kederach Hamalitza Ulach Zekuinian. Multiple repetition over here to explain this theme, that the only way a person can expect to overcome the power and the influence of the Yetzer Hara is through the study of Torah. Pasuk Rashi Pasuk. There is no Rashi. Okay. Now there's this. By the way, this pasuk is quoted in Avos. If you're a student of Pirkei Avos. This is the end of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Avos, Pasuk Aleph. Everyone knows this. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kol Oisek Betoru Lashma Zoicha Ledvarim Harbe. Uvnei Adam Nenim Mimenu Eitza Visushi. That's probably why the way we commonly translate the word Visushi to mean wisdom. Not like the parish of the Mitzuda Stavid of weakness, but like wisdom, because that's the way it is presented. That is the way the word is used in Pirkei Avos, which is Shogor, fluent in the mouths of many people. And there the pasuk goes down, Nenim Menu Eitza Visushia Bina Ugvura Shenemar. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos quotes this very pasuk, Li Eitza Visushia Ani Vina Li Gvura. That's the pasuk, so that's why this pasuk is so fluent in our mouths. Let's go to pasuk Yud Tezvav, Bimalach Mimlochu, through me kings rule. The Roiznim is a ruler. Roiznim is another word, a synonym for a king. Yechoykeku tzedek, they issue laws of righteousness. So Roiznim really means the legislature, the people who actually write the laws. The king is the one is the one who
the council of lords.
The Roiznim, okay, the Roiznim, it's the law, the people who are the court system. The Roiznim, Yichayku, they etch. Chayk means to etch in stone. They write, the way writing was done in ancient times, they issue laws of righteousness. Pasuk has loved the Mitzudos, Kimi Molochim Yolochu, Al Yodi, through the study of Torah, Teskai Malchusam, Im Yisnagu B'Mishpat HaTorah. So here the Malchusim, he seems to say, is that the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. The Malchus of Klal Yisrael will exist. The kings will maintain their Malchus if they follow in the ways of Torah. But if the kings deviate from the way of Torah, we know that's why the Korban happened, because the Malachim, especially the Malchay Yisrael, the Asgolus of the Aseres HaShvatim, was because they did not live a life based on Torah. Yechayku Tzedek Al Yodai, Asuchukim Tzoytkim V'Yisham, through me you will issue laws that are righteous and upright. Rashi, Pasik Tezva, Bi Malachim Yimlochu, Shehadayonim HaMishpatim Ani Malamdam. That the kings will issue rules and judgments that are through the Torah. And now everyone knows the very beautiful Medrash, which comes from a Yalkut, it's a Yalkut Shmoni, but it appears in other places as well. It's a Gemara Masechet Yoma, and it's also a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah. I'll read you just one at a time. The most is Shloisha Kisarim Haim. There are three crowns in the world. It's Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, and Keser Malchus. These are the three crowns: Torah, Kohuna, and Malchus. Mi Godol Mikulam. The Yalkut Shmoni asks, which is the greatest? Hayi Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar Oimer. Mi Godol Hamamlich. Who is the greatest? Who is the Mi Godol? Who's greater? Hamamlich as Hamelech or Hamelech Hamoylich? What is greater? Is it the king or the king maker? The answer is Hamamlich, the king maker. Hayi said, the one that makes the kings. Have you ever heard Sarim call? And therefore, let me just skip down to the end of the Medrash. And therefore, the one Keser Kuhuna, Havi Omer Ha'oise Sodim, Koch Kol Atzmam Shal Shnei Kasem Halalu. The other two crowns, the crown of Kuhuna and the crown of Malchus, Ein Bohim Ela Mikoicha Shel Torah. The other, even though we know there are three crowns,
the
Malachim Yimlochu, the crown of Torah is what gives power to the crown of Kahuna and the crown of Malchus. The Torah tells us who shall be a king. It is the Torah that tells us about the laws of Kahuna. Aaron HaKohen and his descendants are going to be the Kohanim, the Keser Kohuna, and excuse me, and the Torah tells us in Parashat Shoftim exactly how one should establish a king. The rules of Mikerev Achecha Tosim Olecha Melech Lo Sucha Lohakim Olecha Yisar. You're not permitted to appoint upon you a stranger. All the rules of Malchus are defined by the Torah. So the Torah is the one that is giving power to Kahuna and to Malchus. Therefore, the Torah is the greatest of the three. And then the Yalkut Shmoni concludes, that's exactly what it means here in this pasuk. Be, through me, through my keser, the keser of Torah, milochim yimlochu, the other kings. Who are the other kings according to the parish of Yalkut Shemoni? The plural, Melachim, Belashon Rabbim, refers to the Keser Kuhuna and the Keser Malchus. They only achieve, they only have legitimacy and power through me, the Koyach of Torah.
Could you say Roy's name is talking about the Goyim? Because it says Yichayt Kuh said that. The Sion says Yichayt Kuh is...
Yeah. So this is the
we say Rosh Hashanah, you know, we say Mishabera for the Malchus that they should be.
No.
Well, I know.
No. It's not talking about the Goyim here at all.
Okay, so this is what it says over here. This is very beautiful. That's the Havayomer Kol Misha Zechel Torah Malo Lavakasav Kilu Shloshta Menucham Zechel Lekulam. The Kol Misha Ein Zechel Torah Malo Lavakasav Kilu Shloshta Menucham Velozoch Afil Lechamiyam. Okay, the Yalkut Shmoni goes on and says one more very interesting idea. Okay, this is something which is not obvious. Bimloch Milochu says that a male, if a person achieves the Keser Torah, he is one with the Torah. The truth is, he really has all three crowns. You don't have to be a Kohen to have the Milos of a Kohen. Aviatem Tihi Yunli Mamleches Kohanim. A nation of Kohanim. Everyone in Klal Yisrael can be zeichet to the brachos, the spiritual blessings. You can't be zeichet to the physical blessings. Truma only goes to someone who's a biological Kohen, but the brachos of being a Kohen goes to every single member of Klal Yisrael. A mamleches Kohanim, and the same thing is Malchus, the Malchus, Man Malke, who are, Chazal tell us this idea, Man Malke, who are kings? Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are kings. Anyone who is a Talmud Chacham has the status of a Melech. The brachos of the power and all of the things that come along with the Tzabach Chazal. So here the Medrash Yalkut Shmoni concludes that since the Pas B, through the Koyach of Torah, Melochim Yimlochu, the other two kings, derive their power, Memelo, the moral lesson is, go for the jugular. That if you study Torah, you become a Talmud Chacham, the truth is you'll be zecha to all three blessings.
How does this tie in with Tzirkiyot
6? Yeah, well, we mentioned before that it just says Li Eitzah, that a person that studies Torah, Li, to me, with me, with Torah Eitzah, you merit counsel. People will come to seek your advice. Uvisushia, wisdom. Anivina, with me there is knowledge. Ligvur, there is might. That's all it says in the Perek Perkei Avos. Perek Kol Oisek Betara Lishma Zoyche Lidvarim Harbe.
It says in the sixth Perek.
In the sixth Perek, Mishnah Aleph, Kol
Mishnah Vav.
Right, and that's the same idea. That's the second medrash. The second thing that's gedolah, but it incorporates everything. It could be that it's not exactly the same. The midrashim don't necessarily agree. Sometimes it's a different mahalach, a different approach, a different perspective. And just taking a little step, just drop further, we say every single day in Aleinu, Vanachnu Koyim Meshachmin L'Modim Lefnei Melech Malchei Hamalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Vina Kadosh Baruch Hu? Is the Melech over the Malchei Hamalachim. Why is there so much repetition? Here we have in this pasuk also the repetition, be through me, Melachim Yimloichu. Through me, this is going off on a tangent, but me, Melachim Yimloichu, through me, the Melachim, the Medrash, the other Melachim, all achieve their Malchus. Why do we say Lifnei Melech, Malchei Hamalachim? We say Lifnei Melech Hamalachim. There are kings in this world, right? There are kings. And Hashem is the king over the kings. The highest form of authority in this world are Melachim. Hashem is king over all the kings. What is this Melech? Malchei HaMelachim. So I think Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says this. He says that the truth is, in this world there's no such thing as a dictatorship. The truth is, in this world there's always some degree of democracy. Because the only reason why Ein Melech B'loyam, Even the greatest dictator only has authority because the people accept him as the king. If every single citizen in the country would rebel, you don't have every single citizen, but if enough people would rebel against the king, sometimes a clever small group, even a small group can rebel, can overthrow the king. It's because the people are maskim. They realize that this person, this leader has qualities, he's good enough. He's good enough to let him rule, to rule the country. So the truth is, who is the one that gives power to the kings? The common man. The common man, when everything is said and done, Ein melech beloy am, which means in a deeper level, the king does not have authority unless the people, the common man, the am, the common man, grant the king power to rule. Ein melech. So who is the one that really is mamlech the melachim? Who is the one that is mamlech, that crowns the kings? The common man. And who is the king over the common man? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that when you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech of the Malchei HaMelachim, what do you mean to say? He's the king over me. Because I am the one that's mamlech the melech. So Hashem's control goes all the way down to the grassroots. That's where the authority goes. Then you just say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech of the melachim. Very good. Hashem, there are kings in this world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the kings. What am I? I'm just a common citizen. I'm just a pedestrian. I'm a nobody. I don't have to bow down to Hashem. That's all for the celebrities. No, Hashem is the melech over you, the common man, the simple man. Because you are really the one that is mamlech, the melachim. It's only because the common man is masking that there should be a king. It's very good for election day, right? Coming up this Tuesday, right? Go tell this to Dov Hinkin and the caller. I know there's a steer in the FJJ. There's a certain Rosh Shiva who's on both, on the stationary, endorses both. He endorses caller and he also endorses Dov Hinkin. So I
did you see him use the
what?
Parshas Lech Lecha? Did you see this?
What?
Kalar?
No, I didn't see it.
Lech Lecha.
Go to the polls?
Hanasa
for housing.
I don't want to deal with that, but
I was very disturbed. I received on Shabbos advertisements. I'm not going to go into detail for a certain political candidate who's Orthodox, as far as I know, he's Orthodox. Negative campaign. Negative. Basically just defaming and putting down his opponent. So I was shocked.
Was that the Brooklyn Bridge?
I was shocked because I thought that Api Halacha, such a thing as us, maybe goyim, non-Jews politicians, they stoop to this tactic where you can be mischabed bekoloin chaveroi. Mischabed bekoloin chaveroi, you can take delight in the disgrace. So I actually wrote in. I almost never write in anything, but I wrote in some comments on a blog. And the editor refused to post my comments. But I what?
All's fair in love and war.
That's true. You just because this is politics does not give you the right to engage in the tactics.
Been going on in the last couple of months. Get $1,000 or $5,000 back if you register to get a American Express card.
This kid in?
And there's one.
It's ethical, such a thing?
Five Towns News had an ad saying, signed by Rabbonim. It was in Hebrew, so people didn't understand it.
Yeah.
It said, La Locha, this is Geneva.
Uh-huh.
Geneva's Dasari, you're it's not awesome. Do this.
Okay.
But you have, look at the FJJ page 2, a full page ad. They have it all over. And it's
miles.
It's going to blow up on us. It's a big
Kalasha. And you're right. I know someone that was doing this, and I asked him, is this ethical? So he claimed that this is 100% ethical. So I don't know. I don't know. There are many different programs. There are many programs, companies. That was a couple of years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago. So I don't know. You're right. It right away seems suspicious, these things. If it's too good to be true, it's awesome.
What do?
They apply for a new card. You get $50,000 if you spend $3,000. And they manage it. They churn the monies, and you get the reward, and they pay all this money.
Okay, let's.
Ribbons, all kinds
of yeah, this is not so simple. Okay, let's go further.
No, they take care of all the money charges, and then they.
They get the reward.
They take the reward, they exchange it for cash, and they pay you the cash.
What do they get?
They just probably get something too. I don't know what they get.
Okay, let's go further. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Tezayin. Pasik to Zayin B Sar B through me. This is a continuation of the theme. Torah says through me. Sarim Yosoru. The word Yosoru means authority. Sarara. Sarara means authority. Through the Koyach of Torah, dudes one achieve authority. Unidivim and the noble people. Unidivim and the nobles. Kol Shoftei Tzedek. Do the Nedivim achieve judges of righteousness? Let's take a look over here at the Mitzvot Pasuk Tezayin B'Sarim Al Yodai Tiskayim Memshalas Hasarim through me. Does it exist? Does it endure the authority of the Sarim? Unedivim v'hanedivim and the Nedivim. Shebuchol hashayftim and the nedivim among all of the judges. Ki kasher yelchu b'chugos haTorah timoshech mem shaltam. If they found the ways of the Torah, then they are guaranteed that the nedivim.
It means
nobles. Nedivim means, it's another word for nobles. It's like you have to repeat some words that be through me the nedivim. It's a little bit, it's not so clear. Look again at the mitzudas. Al yodai teskayim memshol sasarim kama. The Hanedivim Shebchol Hashoiftim. He's adding in a shin base. The Hanedivim Shebchol Hashoiftim Shebchol Shoiftei Tzedek. Hanedivim called Shoiftei Tzedek. The Nedivim among the Shoiftei Tzedek, you have to repeat the word Yosoru a second time. So it's as if he's repeating the word Yosoru twice. Through me, the Sarim Yosoru. And it's through me that the Nedivim Shebechol Shoiftei Tzedek, the Nedivim, the princes that are among the group of righteous judges, retain their authority, Yosoru, they maintain their authority. So according to the Mitzvot, indeed, we are eating in a lot of extra letters into the Pasuk, Shebechol, Shoiftei Tzedek, and you have to say at the end, Yosoru, and you have to also say B, it is through me, Shehanedivim, Shebechol, Shoiftei Tzedek, Yosoru, they maintain their authority. That appears to be the way that the Mitzvah Stav is done in this Pasuk. Obviously, there must be other Perushim because it does seem to be a little bit of a stretch. I don't have any other interpretation at this point. Okay, let's go to next Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin says, Ani oy havai ehof. Now, this is a Kvivich Sif. Okay, I'm missing over here the parentheses in my edition. Ohavai, those who ohavai ohev. Wait, what do you have exactly? Because my edition is. What do you have? What do you have? Let me just take.
Ohavai. Ohavai. Ohavai.
And that's it. Just one word. Yeah. And the second word is ohev. I love. Okay.
Ehov.
Umeshacharai. Those who seek me. Those who seek me to search for me. Yimtzu unani will find me. Mitzudos pasuk yedzayin. Ohavai. Those who love me. Ehov. Oyevani, I love es hoyavim oisi. I love those who love me. I reciprocate. So the Torah is saying, I love those who love me. Umeshacharai, those people that search me, hadarshim lohavin amorai, those who search my words, yimsu vitam harbe will find in me, ta'amim harbe will find much reason, much understanding. Pasuk Yizayin Rashi, ehov kemo eohev.
Ehov,
I love those that love me.
I will love.
Okay, I will love those that love me. Ehov, I will. How do you read again?
Ehov,
I will love those that love me. I will love. So Rashi points out this point over here. It says over here with the hey, oh havai. So Rashi says, oh haveroksiv. What does it mean? Oh have those who love it. So Rashi just says, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's the Pshat Dekri V'chsiv? Those who love it, I love. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Oyhavecha Shel Torah Ohev. I, Ohav, the ones who love Torah, I love them. In other words, what it's saying over here is that it's not just that the Torah reciprocates by saying that I love the Torah. Hashem also is saying that I love. I love the people who love the Torah. Hashem loves people who love the Torah, and the Torah itself loves the people who love it. One more time. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani, I, O Haveha. read the pasuk as if it says it with a hey. With a hey means those who love it, those who love her, those who love her. I love. And then you take the word ani. Who is the ani? The ani is Hashem. I Hashem ohaveha. Those who love it, ahav, are loved by me.
Well, as the Malbim says, I will help. In other words, even if you're not a Talmud Chacham, but if once you start to seek me out and you make an attempt to become a Talmud Chacham, I'll make sure you do become one.
I will reciprocate for your love. Okay.
Where do you see that from the text? From
no, that's what the Malbim says.
Because oy hadech, if you
after Shabbos.
It's a fair question.
Wait.
Yeah, not on.
Okay, I love those who love me.
That's how I'll show my love. Oh. Abraham Avinu is also called Ohavi. Yeah. Right, Abraham
Okay, I love those who love. So simply means I love those who love me. See, you have to see the differential between Rashi, the Rashi's drasha, and the pshat. The simple pshat in the pasuk is ani I. The way it's pronounced. The way it's pronounced out of the Kri. Ani ohavai, I love. Wait, I love those who love. Ani I. Read it backwards. Ani ahav. Okay, reading it backwards. I love. Ohavai, those who love me.
Right.
So who's speaking? Who's the I? According to the simple interpretation, the Torah, not Hashem. That's exactly what Rashi is coming to the friendship. That's why Rashi is coming to it in the Kri V'Chsif. Make believe we don't have a Kri V'Chsif. Make believe we just have a Kri, the way we pronounce the word. Ani, I. I is the Torah. The Torah says I. Now read it backwards. Ehov, I love. Ohavai, those who love me. Is Hashem here involved in this pasuk? No. That's not the Pashup Shat. All of these psukim, the subject of the psukim, are the Torah. The Torah is the one who's speaking. Until now, where it says, Li, to me, be Malachim Yimlochu. And when it says, Li Eitzah, this is Shia, Ani Vina, Li Gavura. Every single time we have the word Li and Ani, it's always referring be, three different words. Li, Ani, be. All those three words refer to the Torah. The Torah is speaking. And we continue with that theme over here. Ani, the Torah says, I, Ahav, I love. Oh, Havai, those who love me. Finished. Enters Rashi. Rashi says, Drasha. Let's take note that it says here there's a hey. It doesn't just say, Oh, Havai. It says, Oh, Havai with a hey at the end. So that allows us to read the word literally with the ksiv, Oy Haveho. Those who love it. Now, what do you mean those who love it? But the subject here is the Torah. No, the drush is, Ani here in the drush is not the Torah speaking. Hashem is speaking. Ani, I God, ahav, love, oy haveha, those who love it. Those who love her. So we're upgrading. We're upgrading the entire love. Hashem is entering into the picture. In addition to the Torah saying that I love those who love me, Hashem is saying, I also want to chime in. I also love those who love the Torah. And that's when we say, that's when we have to change it to Oyhavai, to Oyhaveho, those who love her. This is the way Rashi learns Shan the Pasik, Zoshmati Mipi Rabbi Aaron B'Shem Rabbi Nosson. I heard this name, Rabbi Aaron B'Shem Rabbi Nosson. It's fascinating. I'm sure someone can do a doctoral thesis to find all the people that Rashi quotes throughout his parish, throughout Tanakh. His Rabbeinu Yokar, and Rabbeinu Mochir. He has many Rabbeim over here. This someone I don't recall ever seeing. Not that I'm a bucky at all in Rashi, but here he has a name. I heard this name of Rabbi Aroin B'Shem Rabbi Nos. Do we ever have another instance in the Talmud or in Tanakh where Rashi quotes a Rabbi Aroin in the name of Rabbi Nosson? I think Rabbi Nosson, I do every so often, you do hear Rashi Rabbi Nosson. There's a Rabbi Nosson in Rashi's life. So the biography of Rashi is very little about Rashi's biography. They make a biography out of Rashi over nothing. They make a thick book from nothing. The source material to know exactly the history, life, Rashi's history, is just a few pages. When he lived, they try to extract some details when Rashi thinks in his commentary, but it's really you're pulling things out of the air. to reconstruct the life of Rashi. And what? About the life of Rashi?
Yeah.
And his mother, when she was walking through and she was almost killed, and the wall miraculously went into the wall, and then his experience with winemaking in France and Germany, back and forth. And
his relationship with the bishop and...
There are a handful of stories, and the stories with the Crusades, with Godfrey. Yeah. He cursed him, and he says, you're not going to come back here into the city with even two horses. There's a whole story with the general of the first Crusade. You know what I'm talking about, Michal?
Nope.
There are some legends, and no one knows what.
The arch over the city.
The arch, right, so it fell when he came into the city, so he was mocking Rashi that he came back with two horses. And Rashi cursed him, he didn't even have two horses. And as he came in, the arch fell and killed one horse. Are these stories true, or are they just, no one really knows. But it's interesting to see what Rashi here quotes this parish. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Is it very strange, where Ahav, does this appear anywhere else that we know about?
This word, Ahav, I don't know, you have to get a concordance.
This construction, it's a very unusual construction.
Ani Ahav, I love Ohavai, those who love me. Or Ani Ahav, I love Ohavero, those who love her. I have really no idea. Or Meshachar, those who seek me, Yimsu will find me. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Yitches. Oishav Chavariti, more brachas. They have multiple brachas over here. With me there is wealth, there is honor. Iti with me, Hoin Osek. There is Osek means old, or in this context it means strong. Sometimes things that are old are strong. There are certain things in this world, the older they get, the stronger they get. So that's how it's been used over here. There is Hoin Osek with Staka. There is powerful wealth and righteousness. Let's take a look at the Mitzvot Pasuk Yitches. Iti al Yadi, through the study of Torah, Yasig Oisher v'Chavoyt, wealth and honor. Hoin Osek Utztaka, Yasig Hoin Chazak, strong wealth. Rav Uvitztaka Tinasin Lomei, Hashem will be given to him with righteousness. Kilo Yukupach Schar Toirasoi LaOlam Haba Ba'avur Hoin Meshehisik. He will not be denied. So it says over here a special bracha that you will receive. Basically, you will receive the peros of your good deeds in this world. And by receiving reward in this world, you will not be denied from the ultimate bracha in the next world. Now the point he's making over here is the Keren Kayemes. But the point he's making over here is the word tzedakah. There's tzedek. The Gra talks about this on this pasuk. There is tzedek versus tzedakah. Tzedek means you earn what you get. It's measured. It's perfect. Tzedek tirdof. Tzedakah means more than you deserve. More than you. So therefore, when it says over here that you're going to get a honasek ut tzedakah, the reward you receive in this world is not part of the tzedek. The tzedek, the reward that you really truly deserve, the essence of the reward, that is miyuchad for you in the next world. In this world, whatever you're getting, all the blessings you're getting, it's like tzedakah. Tzedakah, when a poor man gets tzedakah, he doesn't earn it, he hasn't worked for it. It's a handout. So the blessing you receive in this world is tzedakah. It's a handout. You don't have to worry that your real reward will be denied from you in the next world. The Gross says that Pshat, and really that's exactly what the Mitzvah David is saying here at Pshat the Pasuk. One more time, Choyin Osek Vatzedek Yasek Choyin Chozak, you receive great reward, powerful reward. And don't think this is going to take away what you're going to get in the next world. This is going to give it to you with tzedakah. May Hashem ki lo yikubach, will not be denied. Soch schar terasel l'maba, the reward of eternal l'maba. Bavur ha'hoin shizik, due to the reward that you're receiving in this world. Yisrael Mechol, what do you want to say?
I'm curious about this word asek. Is it a noun or an adjective?
According to the Mitzudos Tzion, it is an adjective.
Describing home.
Yes. Yes. It's adjective, a sake.
Something like a powerful amount of wealth.
Yes, correct. A strong, a secure, a you don't have to worry about the market. Your assets are not, you are diversified. You're not tied, stable. There's no danger. You know, story with the Chavetz Chaim. I told you this once before.
The mazala. Yeah, he treats it as a noun.
Yeah, he treats it as a mazala.
What does the Matagum say?
Mazala,
that's tzedek. So mazala means what?
Good fortune.
Good fortune. Osek is good fortune. What does osek do with good fortune? Osek only means old. It means time.
Atika.
Time. So maybe you're referring to osek is lashon of zman. ace. Ace lakol, ace lirpo, ace lefkois, ace leschoik. The word ace. So asak, asek, he maybe wants to say means time. And mazel is time. No matter what. Okay. A good mazel. Interesting, and never an interesting idea. It's a good mazel.
What I like is that he totally, the word tzedek and kusuk ago, which is also a totally different word.
Right, tzedek means actual justice. It means what you're entitled to. Tztaka with the hay.
Before tzedek, this ritzutza.
Ritzutza, and what you're entitled to.
What we think of as tzedakah.
More than exactly, the mitzutza elaborates that it's more easier. Okay, just going back to the rash, left of the rash in the previous pasuk, yimtso. Unini, there are two nuns. Nun Yisera, Chamishim Shari Bina Amtsienu, another medrash. Okay, besides the simple pshat yimtsu unini, which that's the way the word is written. I'm not familiar with all the grammatical details of these words, but yimtsu unini, according to the drasha, nun shari bina. We all know that Torah is always related in the medrash. There are 50 levels of understanding. Shlomo HaMelech reached only the 49th level. Rechoik, rechoik, mi yimtse'enu. Shlomo complained that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand the 50th level of understanding. Moshe knew the reason for the Parah Aduma, but Shlomo HaMelech said, I didn't fail to reach that 50th level of knowledge. The Nun Shari Bina, yeah?
He's not just saying, I'm seeing Enu. There's an extra nun in there?
He's saying that Yimtso Uni. What would have been if the pasuk would have been written Yimtso Uni?
He's suggesting that he's trying to show an example of an extra nun?
No, he's saying that there is deliberately placed in this word an extra nun to allude to this medrash, Nun Yisera, to teach us, since the Torah is speaking, that a person seeks the Torah, a person sincerely, he loves the Torah, and he seeks with all his heart, he will merit to come to achieve the Nun Yisera, to achieve Chamishim Shari Bina Emtzienu. He will find it. You will merit to come across the 50th levels of understanding.
Elsewhere also.
Yes. Right, so in each place it has to be understood in the context of why it's there. Let's go to Pasik. Okay, there is one beautiful medrash I want to mention here. That's the next Pasik. Okay, let's go Pasik Yotes. Toiv piryi mecharutz, the fruits of Torah are more valuable than gold. Umipas. We mentioned we had this before. There is the different types of gold. The word charutz is a very popular word here in Mishlei. I think this is already the third time we had the word charutz. And pas is also a very fine form of gold. Roishai kesem pas. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. We always use that reference to Baruch Sha'amar. How many words are there in Baruch Sha'amar? 87 words. Pas. Pas is Begematria 87. Baruch Sha'amar is the beginning of Psukei Dezimra. And Chazal connect the pasuk in Tehillim. Rosho, the beginning, the head, which alludes to the Rosh, the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, is Kesem Pas. Is the finest gold. Kesem is gold, pause is fine, also two words which mean the same thing. It's the finest gold, the words of Baruch Sha'amar, that prayer is a perfect prayer. It's been refined by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah to the utmost degree of perfection. So here we have charutz, upaz, usfuasi, my grain. Okay, another term for Torah, a metaphor for Torah, is more cherished, mikesef nifchar, than the most select form of silver. So Torah here is being compared to three different types of metals, charutz, upaz, and kesef. Two are gold, one silver, two different types of gold, one of silver, and the Torah is more valuable. Possibly tested in the Mitzudos David, piri, matan tschar ha-Torah. The Mitzudos here says that the fruit is not referring to Torah itself, it refers to the reward. The matan tschar ha-Torah. Utfuasi, musva milas toiv loemar, utfuasi, my grain, I guess, also refers to reward. Its toiv is more precious, mikesef nifcha, the best silver, umu'ulu v'kofel ha-dover b'milashonos, and is above, and is umu'ulu, and it's better, v'kofel ha-dover b'milashonos. This theme is repeated multiple times. Okay, Rashi, there is no Rashi. Pasik, Chaf, Bo'irach Tzedakah, Okay, no, I wanted to tell you this medrash. Really, I'm getting out of order. Going back to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Go back to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ani, I, Oy Havai, Ehov. I love those who love me. Those who love me, I love. Umi Shacharai, and those who seek me, Yimtzu Unini, will find me. There's a very interesting medrash that's a halachic medrash. We learned yesterday from the Gra, there are halachic medrashim. That really refers to what you mentioned, is the Sifra and the Sifrei, Taras Kehanim. Okay, but every so often you can go look in the Medrash Rabbah, you'll find some allusion to halacha. And here's an example
in
Dvar.
And reverse,
correct. Here is an example. When is the latest time a person can daven Ma'ariv? We know you should not lechatchil daven Ma'ariv past Chatzos. B'dieved, you can daven Ma'ariv until Alois HaShachar. So there's another shita that says that you can daven Ma'ariv even when it's morning. Let me read you what it says. What is this? It's based upon this pasuk. Again, this is not lahalacha, but there is such an opinion. What is Shachar? Shachar in this context means to seek, to search. But Shachar also means the early morning, dawn. The early morning. So the Medrash says, Devarim Rabba, Perikhes, Section Aleph, Tfilas Ha'erev Ein Lo Keva. Tfilas Ma'ariv, Erev, Arvis, there's no set time. You can daven the entire night. Ad sheyale amud hashachar. And now here it says ad. Let's go one step. Until alois hashachar dawn. Sheken ksiv ani ohavai ehov umishacharai. Even the zman of shacharai of shachar yimtzu unini. It's not too late to find me. It's not too late. You can still. In fact, I must be referring to another medrash that I saw someone else.
How do you know it refers to Ma'ariv? Maybe it refers to Shachar.
So how do you know it refers?
That makes sense.
Okay, where did I think I saw this
discussion when we were talking about is Ma'ariv the beginning of the next day? We had that.
Right.
Is the Ma'ariv
or the end of the previous day?
Right. Ma'ariv is you want to tie together the minutes, the beginning of the next day. L'chatchila, you want to do it as early as possible. That's why the Hasidim, there's such a thing when it comes to tefillah to do it at the transition points. That's why Hasidim are very mak, but they daven mincha very late. Because when you daven mincha very late. Well, that's a consequence. But when you're doing it very late, you're davening when the day is ending, the transition. During the times of transition, that's the ideal time to be mespalel. So you daven mincha at the very end of the day, and ma'ariv at the very beginning. You daven mincha ma'ariv at that moment in time. But technically, you can daven ma'ariv all the way the entire night.
Beginning of the next day, according to
the so then you wait, you want to say that idea, you want to do ma'ariv and shachris, right?
Ashkenazi.
But I don't know if we spoke about davening Ma'ariv. I don't remember. But you're saying something interesting. Is that maybe what it means over here is that Adarav lechatchil, the best time to daven Ma'ariv would be the very end of the day of the night. Ma'ariv Shachris, exactly.
That's why when daven Shachris very late.
Okay, but okay. So according to the Medrash here, I thought I was misled. Maybe I saw this someone else that there's such a shita you can even daven Ma'ariv a little bit into the day. That's not what it says here. Yeah,
the shach
of kumecha. That's kriya shma.
20-minute overlap.
Yeah,
when you could daven in the morning and when you could daven Ma'ariv at night. That you could
but that's only kriya shma.
Ma'ariv or shachris is a 20-minute overlap.
Right, but that's only I think for kriya shma because kriya shma is the zman of v'shach b'cha when you're sleeping. But the daven the amida of shmone esrei, I'm not sure is it connected to the okay, whatever it is, but this is a very important medrash that tells us that Mishacharai that does allude to this idea that all the way until Zman Aloy Sashach. And Shulchan Aruch is not passing like that. Shulchan Aruch is passing like that. A person should make his best effort to daven Ma'ariv before Chatzos. I don't even know if in Landas they have Minyanim after Chatzos.
Sure, they have until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 2 or 3 o'clock? What, really? 1 o'clock is chatzos. Right. 1 o'clock. But I think lechatchila it's not official because it's not lechatchila. Shulchan Aruch says shas adchak. You don't have sun. Only time we do things lechatchila shaloi kedin is slichas. Slichas 10 o'clock at night.
The Gemara, the Rosh in the back says that the sons came home late from the
right. They told me right. Okay, so let's go further. Be'orach tzedakah ahaleich. Let's go further. Be'orach tzedakah ahaleich. B'sech, really, we'll get to the next part. Be'orach tzedakah ahaleich. B'sech nesivos mishpat. Let's take them. The Torah says, walk in the path in the path of righteousness. I walk within the nesivos mishpat. We know we mentioned many times there is an orach and a nesiv. There's a derech. There are three different roads. There's the derech, the orach, and the nesiv. The derech is the largest, the nesiv is the smallest, and the orach seems to be somewhere in the middle. Pasuk Chaf in the Mesudah Stavit, Ahalech, Ani Moylech Es Ha'adah Bederech Tzedakah. I guide a person along the derech of Tzedakah. Notice that the Mesudah substitutes the word orach for the word derech, which seems that he holds an orach is a very large road. And then it says, Nesivos of Mishpat, okay, there is no Mitsudos, and there is no Rashi, and we will, what is, there's a Medrash, the Medrash here says, okay, let's, there's some, we'll leave for another time this Medrash, okay, let's, okay, let's go further. We'll leave it with that. Let's go to the next pasuk. Lahanchil o havayesh, the oitzra se mamale. This is an extremely famous pasuk. Why is? Because you say this by a simon, say the mishnayis. The last mesechta in Erech and also Uks in the mishnayis. Uks, right. So you say lahanchil o havayesh, the Shpoch will bequeath to his beloved Yesh, substance, the Oitzra Sim Amalei, and I will fill up their treasure houses with good things. Mitzudos Pasik Chafal Yesh, Ratzulaymar, Yesh Iti Torah. That's a very interesting parish. Teva Harbe. So it says over here, Yesh means there is. Yesh, according to the parish of the Mitzudos Tavit, is not a noun. It's a I don't know what is it. How do you say in this English? But yesh iti toiva harbi, there is with me an abundance of good lahanchil to bequeath es ohavai, and va'amali es Yisrael seyem minatav. I will fill up their storehouses from good. So that's a very novel way to translate the pasuk lahanchil ohavai yesh. You basically have to read it backwards. You have to change the pasuk around. Add words yesh iti toiva harbe lahanchil. Again, you're reading backwards and you're adding words. We do this very often in Tanakh. Okay, fine. That is the parish of the Mitzudos Tavit. Rashi says
the definition of the word
ohav. I mean, yesh no ohavai means my beloved people. No, doesn't it have yesh? No, ohavai means you have to read the pasuk backwards. You have to begin the pasuk with the word yesh. Yesh and add the word et. There is with me. Then add the next two words. It's asum toiva harbe, an abundance of good. And now we come lahanchil to bequeath ohavai to my ohavai. We're adding multiple words. We do that very, very often. We change the order in multiple words. You'll always find the parish to the pasuk. That is valid, and that is the derech of Tanakh. Okay, Rashi says kimat the same thing. It's amazing. Rashi is the Ikar Mefarish, is the Ikar Mefarish on Tanakh, and Rashi says the pshat that we don't commonly use it as our translation. Rashi says same thing. Yesh iti nachal rabba. Exactly the same thing. There is with me an abundance of good things to inherit, to bequeath to my tzaddikim. Now, what are the popular midrashim on this pasuk? It's the first one. One goes back to the darshanim, and we work backwards. But some of the midrashim, yesh is roshei tevos yiras shamayim. Right, and that's how we started today. Today we started with pasuk yud gimel, yiras Hashem. Is Sinosra. The Yiras, what is Yiras Shemayim? He defines Sinosra, Geva, Goyim, Bederech Ra. And now he's winding down, he's telling us, L'hanachil Ohav Ayesh, Ein Loi LaKadosh Baruch Hu Bi'Olamoy, Elo Oitzer Shel, Yiras Shemayim Belvat. The only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world is an Oitzer treasure house of Yiras Shemayim. expressions that human beings, how they show in this world, Yirah Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those events, those moments, and he treasures them, and he has it stored before him in his chamber. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring people into that chamber. That is the closest place. That's Hashem's Otzer. And Hashem will bring the Tzaddik Nohavai into that Yuchin Yirashman. This is a very beautiful parish. I've heard this a few times, because that's always said. That's what it's all about. The whole world is all comes back to Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimach Kim Liyira Oso. That's the Yikr. The Yikr is in English, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elamu Eloitah Shal Yirah Shamayim. So that is what it's all about, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bequeath, the reward for those expressions of Yirah Shamayim. You can translate in different ways. Hashem will bequeath to the Ohavai reward for their Yesh, for their expressions of Yirah Shamayim. Yeah?
Hashem has that Otsar of Yirah Shamayim.
So what does that mean?
The famous phrase is Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi.
The Yirah Shamayim, exactly. Same idea, that's the Bechira, the purpose of being in this world.
He stores it.
That's why.
He stores it. He doesn't have it. He stores it.
Mo Hashem.
Because it's coming from the people.
That is our contribution. Everything else is Lashem Haaretz Umiloa. Everything already is preordained. Everything is already determined. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is Yirah Shamayim, and that's the Yesh. Okay, another interpretation is Yesh means it's a noun. Okay, this is very popular, and that's the other way we translate it. L'anachal v'yesh, Hashem will give substance. Yesh, what is substance? So a tissue box is also substance, also matter. But what's it really worth, a tissue box? Okay, what value does it have? It has a lot of value. It's good, worth $3-4 probably, this tissue box. But there are things out there that are more valuable.
The biggest issue.
What? No, there's commodities. Gold and silver and precious stones. A precious stone, it's also yesh. It's also matter. But it's a matter that has even more value. But there's something that's even greater. And that is Torah. Torah is the ultimate yesh. Olam haba. Being within the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, Yisrael, the Araisa, the Kudsha Baruch Hu, that is the ultimate Yesh. That's the ultimate real thing. Yesh basically means the real thing, the real matter. We think real substance. We think real substance is physical matter. But in Hashem's world, the real thing is not physical matter, it's spiritual matter. And that's what it says, L'hanchil l'ohavai yesh. There is no word that we can use in this world to define reward. We have to use like the basic building blocks of letters to define the essence of reward. Hashem will give you yesh, matter. Yesh means matter. What matter? Spiritual matter. It cannot possibly be described in this world in terms that we can understand. So we leave it with the simplest elements, the simplest letters, yesh. Hashem will give you what you deserve. I think that's probably the most basic shot that for Moshe.
It's interesting what the Malbim says.
Yeah.
That it's tangible things. In other words, you're not only you think of it as spiritual, a lot of people's attitude is, what am I getting out of it? It's chusim or whatever it is. It's more than that. It's tangible things that you will get from it.
Now we know what it says in the Mishnah, and this we just read the words. We have no idea what this means. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hanachol l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shai olamos b'gematria 310 worlds. Now, for that we once discussed this. I thought this was my own idea, but I see that the Tosfos Yontif says it's a very simple idea. So I guess it's no big chiddush to say this. The Tosfos Yontif says this. That is why when they came into Eretz Yisrael, there were 31 kings. What's this 31 kings? You learn Sefer Yeshua, there's a Shira, 31 kings, they wiped out 31 kings. Why 31? Because Eretz Yisrael is a me'ain of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is described as L'hanchil O'havayesh, Shai Olamos. That's the real deal. That's the exponent. That's 10 times the real thing. Eretz Yisrael, which is a me'ein, is ruled by the koyach of memshala, of rulership, is 31. Because 31 is the mispar katan of 310. It's just a smaller microcosm of Olam. So Eretz Yisrael is an ain of Olam Haba. Now, I tell you a word here. If I would say this, you would laugh me out. But this is the... What? Here is a vard. This is an amazing vard. I never heard of this shita. Okay, well, before I go to that idea, that will be the finale. There's also another interpretation, another idea called from the Ozer Eliyahu. Says, why is Yisachar called Yisachar? Yisachar is spelled in the Torah with two sins. So, and in fact, by Ashkenazim, we always pronounce it Yisachar. We ignore the second sin. Chassidim, some Chassidim, they always say Yisachar. Like the Sefer, B'nei Yisachar. The famous Sefer, the B'nei Yisachar. B'nei Yisachar. But in the Torah, it's always spelled with double sin. And in fact, there are some people that have the custom to say Yisachar. It was driving me crazy when I'm Simchas Torah, I daven, so there was a young boy laning Zeus HaBracha. 100 times, you know, we're waiting online to get an aliyah, and landing again. Every time he came to Yisachar, he has a Yisachar. Yisachar. So I didn't know if he was making a mistake, or that's his custom. His custom is always to say Yisachar. There are some Hasidim, the first time they say Yisachar, Mikan al Haba, you say Yisachar. But what does it mean, Yisachar? It means Yesh Sachar. Read it backwards. The reward is Yisachar. Yisachar is the Talmud Chacham among the Shvatim. He's the one that's Reivet Spena Mishpasayim. He's the one that sits in Beis Medrash the entire day. He's the one that's the ultimate Ohavai. The Torah here is speaking. The Torah says people that are going to study me, they're going to have this a continuation. That's why we say when you make a scene. When you learn Torah, Lahanichel Ohavayesh. We're taking out of Mishnah. You're learning Torah, you're going to receive the word. Yisachar is the one that's Sachar Yesh. What is his Sachar? What his reward? It is the first two letters. It is the Yesh. What is the Yesh? All of these ideas. It's the matter, the essence, it's the Shayalamas. So, what the Kiyam, okay, Kiyam, endurance, existence. So Yisachar, his essence, the name, his own name itself alludes to the reward, is Sachar, reward, Yesh. Read the two parts of his name backwards. By the way, Derech Psha, why do we leave out the second shin? This Pasha Psha is because there are two reasons why Leah called him Yisachar. One is because I have received reward from Hashem for being so kind to give my Shifcha to my sister Rachel. I gave away Zilp, I gave away my Zilpah to Yaakov Avinu, and in reward for giving Zilpah to Yaakov Avinu so that he could have more Shvatim, because Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarded me with having another child of Yisachar. So Hashem has given me reward. And secondly, it was because I paid for him, because really it was the turn of it was Rachel's turn. Yaakov came home from the field. Yaakov was scheduled to go to the tent of Rachel, but Rachel sold that right by buying fertility treatments, fertility pills, the flowers, the dudoim, which the Chizkuni says were some type of fertility type of flowers. So who had in her possession these flowers? Leah. So Rachel said, if you'll give me the flowers, then Yaakov will go to your tent instead of coming to my tent. Now that's not very nice to say. It's not very nice. So that and because of that act, that night, what happened? She got pregnant with Yisachar. So she called Yisachar his whole life. Everyone will say, why is your name Yisachar? Sachar, payment. Sachar literally means to pay money. The reason why you were born was because your mother paid her co-wife the right that the husband should come into her tent and not go to the other tent. That's not a very sneistic thing that in Cheder all the children are sitting around and everyone's explaining who they're named after. I'm named after this Rebbe. I'm named after this Rebbe. I'm named after the fact that my mother paid off her co-wife for the right for Yaakov to come to her tent that night. It's not going to go very well in school, in Cheder. Right? So therefore, we leave out the extra sin. Only one sin. Only one Yisachar. One that it was a reward for doing a good deed. The good deed was she allowed Yaakov to have more children, so she was rewarded by Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's one Sachar. One, but don't allude to the second reward, the second sachar. So we leave out that is the pashup shot. Why it is the minhag Yisrael not to say Yisachar, but to say Yisachar.
That the donkey was learning that Yaakov should go.
It veered off the path. Okay, I am part of Mutara. Now here's an amazing, amazing pshat. You're going to love this. Don't forget to go home and tell this to your wives. You go home later. Let me see. This is I never heard of this sefer. It's called Zuchus Avos. Did anyone hear of a sefer called Zuchus Avos? It's quoted here in a footnote in the Art Scroll Mishlei, Rabbi Leizer Ginsburg, and he says, how many mitzvahs are there in the Torah? Tayag mitzvahs, right? Tayag, 630 mitzvahs. No, that's not so. They're really 620. Because there are the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And even us have what to learn from the Sheva Mitzvos. So there are a grand total of 620 Mitzvos in the Torah.
But they're the same Mitzvos for us. Einoch
Rami, but there's what to learn from it. It's right. There's what, very good, there's what to learn from it. Even though it's true that it was repeated for us, but when we do the Mitzvah, there are two Bechinas in the Mitzvah. There's a Mitzvah B'din, Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, and then we build upon it, we do B'din Sinai. Einoch Rami, but according to one Mahalach, it's not 613, it's 620. So if we're observing the 620 mitzvos we are really entitled to receive in the next world, 620 worlds. It should be lahanchil le'ohavai, a double yesh. Yesh is 310. We really deserve double because there are 620 mitzvos. What happened to the other 310 worlds? That goes to your wives, to the women. That's what it says. You only get half. The other half goes to the women. It's an amazing shot. Okay, he says over here, the Mishnah says that they will receive 310 rather than 620 worlds because the remaining 310 worlds belong to their wives. You hear what it says? Belong to their wives. They split it. who deserve an equal share of their husband's reward in the world to come. Unbelievable.
Do we get half of their share?
What?
Do we get half of their share?
No, you don't. They get...
No, you do. Rav Shoshan Rajan says he's moved up that he's been Eilam Haba. Because what can a Ganei do with his
Rebbetzin have? Without him. So the next time you go to see him, Lahan Chloya Vayesh, that you're only getting 310, you have to ask, we are the other Hashem, they go to the partner, the hidden, Yimali Hashem Bracha Ba'asamecha, the hidden part. The hidden part is the part that support, the enablers, the women. And the fact that, let's ask, how many letters are there in the Torah? There are approximately 300,000 letters. There are about 304,805. 304,805 letters, if I'm not mistaken, in the Torah, but Chazal say there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. How do we reconcile the Metzius with what Chazal? So the answer they give is, the klaf. On top of every letter, there is parchment. The parchment corresponds to the noshim. The letter itself on the men are the anoshim, and the parchment, which is the support, the enabler of that dioi, is also considered to be a letter. So it's really double. The letter is the male, the parchment is the female, the makabel, and that's really how you have 600,000 letters. So another interpretation of lahanchilah havayesh, dioitra seam amale. Okay, we'll leave it with that. Maybe we'll do some more next time. We'll stop here.